And now you don't. Now we have a mall and it's just completely different. It's nice, but just completely different.
Entirely different.
What do most of the people do here?
Well, we have several factories, mobile home plants, and then they have all the branch things that make all the things that go in the mobile homes, the furniture and the mattresses and all of them, everything. And railroad, very important, railroads.
That started the town.
Oh, did it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is a rural, small community, a farming community, and the railroad, IC, Southern Railroad came through here, and IC had shops here, IC Railroad. And so many of the first people
worked
made,
on railroad. That's
yeah,
right.
Lived out of that, too.
That's right. And are they still important?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the railroads founded the town and are helping to maintain
That's right.
That's right. That's right. And we have how many millionaires in Weston?
Oh, there's no telling. I remember we didn't
like have. Like five or six. We used not to have any, but they've all gotten rich in the mobile home business. Mm-hmm. It has made people rich.
Some of them went broke.
Yeah, some went broke. That's right. But a lot of them are millionaires now from the mobile home business.
Okay. Could you tell me now about, goodness, I can't even spell Haleyville, the town where you grew up, not the town, the house where you grew up, that's it. And in fact, could you, if possible, draw kind of a little floor plan of it and tell me what the rooms were called? It doesn't have to be good, because by the time I redraw it on paper, it'll be completely out of proportion.
I can't draw good. That's the point.
I had a little clipping. Oh, you're excuse me.
Okay, that's, would you?
That's the living room.
Label
this
porch?
Is the porch.
Okay.
And that's the dining room.
Now, how long did you live in this house?
18 years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the dining room, and this is the breakfast room.
Okay.
And this is the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is a long hall. I'm not drawing it exactly right because it comes all the way here, and this was my mother and daddy's bedroom. Mm-hmm. And there's a bedroom right here.
Yeah.
And there's a bath right here. Mm-hmm. And then this goes down to the basement. Mm-hmm. It comes on up the hall. And here's another bedroom. And then there's another bedroom right here and a bath right here.
Mm-hmm. Was it a big family, the reason you have to?
I had three sisters. Uh-huh. I had two sisters. There were three of us.
Mm-hmm. So each of you had your own bedroom?
Each of us had.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Everything's fine. I
mean, uh-huh.
See, this is breakfast room?
Breakfast room.
I better make that
be
clear so we can tell that it's not the bedroom.
Right, yeah.
And the bath, did you say there were two bathrooms?
Yes, it's a
bathroom.
Where's the other one? Is the bath right there.
That's the bathroom.
Okay.
And that's...
And it was a basement and a playroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The playroom was in the basement?
There was a basement next to it. It was a room that was our playroom.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It was underneath?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the living room, did you ever call that anything else? Did you ever hear any old names for a living room? Ever hear parlor or sitting room?
My grandmother had a parlor.
Now, was that a different room?
Yes. She had a living room and a bedroom and a big hall, and then off at the front was the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main, the prettiest one.
Well, did
and we didn't get to go in there.
Yeah.
Because we had two velvet sofas.
Oh, velvet sofas.
Yes.
And you never got to sit on
not
them.
Not much. We had to be, not many of us there to get to go in there.
That was for company,
yeah.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Special occasions.
And they had a big dining room, and my grandfather always believed the children ought to get to eat first.
Hmm. Well, that's unusual. The children get stuck in
life,
the kitchen.
That's right, but
does.
We did. Yeah. He saw to it that we all fixed our plates first.
How really there. Nice of him.
He was a sweet man.
Mm-hmm. And how high were the ceilings in your first house?
They were just regular ceilings. It was my grandmother's. They were so
yeah.
high.
Well, how high were they in her house?
Oh, my goodness. They must have been 12 or 15
yeah.
feet.
Mm-hmm. It was a colonial home. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous home. Mm-hmm. Beautiful home. Burgundy.
I wish I'd brought her the picture.
Well,
you
I
know I've got a painting.
No, I didn't.
Virginia Burleson did.
Mm-hmm.
We all do.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got one painting.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just start off with some of these terms about times of day and weather and that sort of thing. If you met somebody in the early part of the day, what would you say is a greeting?